Person spreads out on top of the schach a sheet because of the sun. So let's say it's to protect him from the sun on the inside. This is one pshat in the Rav, which is Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. Or underneath the schach, so that the leaves of the schach don't fall into the sukkah to annoy him. In both of these cases, you have a sheet, which is something that's mekabel tumah, and therefore, you're being sochech with something that's not the schach, and therefore, it's not going to be kosher this way. The Rav gives a second pshat, and this is based on the Gaonim, and Tosfos actually learns this way, it seems. But let's first focus on tachteh mipnei hanashar, to put it underneath the sheets underneath the schach. The point of him doing that is not that the leaves shouldn't fall into his soup or whatever. Rather, it's the concern that the leaves shouldn't fall off of the schach, because if it does, if the sun keeps beating on the schach and it dries out the leaves will fall off, and the schach on top of this sheet will not have the proper shear and have enough to cause enough shade and sunlight. So he's putting the sheet, and Tosfos Yontif explains that he actually would put the sheet like very close to the schach, really tight, that the leaves could not fall off. So it's almost as if you're strengthening the schach. Or the first part of the Mishnah where he put it mipnei hachama, the way you would say it according to this pshat, if the focus is on the schach, he put it on top so the sun shouldn't beat down onto the schach and dry it out. The same reason, you're doing it to prevent the schach from becoming pusel. Both of these cases are going to be pusel according to this pshat, because only because of the sheet that you're doing now is the schach that's there going to be tzilasa meruba michamasa, which is more shade than sunlight. But without this sheet, it's not going to be kosher. Therefore, that's not good enough, because this sheet is a davar hamakabel tumah. It's not kosher l'schach, and you're obviously using this to strengthen the schach, and this is necessary to strengthen the schach. And if it's necessary to strengthen the schach, the Mefarshim explain it's almost like being a maimed. It's an essential portion of the schach, and it's not kosher to be schach. So therefore, it's not kosher. However, what's interesting to note here is according to this pshat, Tosfos says that if he would put the sheet there in order to protect him from the sun, or he puts it there to protect him from the leaves falling into his sukkah, not because he's doing it to keep the schach, that the schach should have its complete shear, there it would be kosher, according to this pshat. Tosfos says, what's the difference between doing it for beauty, for noi, like a decoration, or what's the difference doing it to protect you from the sun? But according to the first pshat, like Rashi, doing it to protect you from the sun or the leaves is pusel. But they both agree, whatever pshat you hold, if a person puts the sheet there just for beauty, then it's sort of like bottle to the schach. It has to be within dalat tfachim of the schach. But everybody would hold that if it's done there for beauty, it would not be an issue. And the third case in the Mishnah, osheperes al gabe hakinof psula. If a person spreads out a sheet on a kinof, this is like a canopy around the bed where there are four posts, and he spreads a sheet on top. So this is obviously doing for beauty. It's not a pshat that there's schach that's pusel, according to any pshat, because the whole point of him putting this canopy is just for beauty. But the reason that it's usher to sleep underneath it is because this would be a hefsek between himself and the schach. And it has to be talking about a case where this canopy is far away from the schach, like the Rav explains. Aval poirisu al gabi nakliti amita. However, one can spread a sheet over nakliti amita. Nakliti amita is almost like a tent where there's no roof that's a tefach wide. Rather, there's like two poles on one side, and we just spread out the sheet on the two poles, so in no area will you have a tefach wide roof, because it just slants down. So now you don't have any issues. One, it's done for beauty. Obviously, we're not dealing with a person that's actually making a tent inside the sukkah, so it's just done for beauty. And number two, even though it's far away from the schach, it's not a hefsik, like an ohel, because it doesn't have a tefach. It does not have any type of roof on it.